When he entered a room, one sensed, no matter what he wore, that here was a soldier. On July 9, 1941, General George Catlett Marshall, Army Chief of Staff, appeared before the Senate Committee on Military Affairs wearing a gray civilian suit. Tall, shoulders squared but not conspicuously, chin receding slightly, thin lips compressed in a line of firm resolution. A figure exuding dignity and authority. Marshall was embarked on a mission that he regarded as vital as any in his 40 years in uniform, to save the still anemic United States Army from emasculation. Unless the committee could be persuaded to report favorably on a bill to extend the draft, the nation's first peacetime draftees would soon complete their required 1 year of service and head home. Because President Franklin Roosevelt desperately wanted the draft extended, he had sent the less politically divisive Marshall to Capitol Hill to serve as point man before the committee. Marshall began his testimony. "If the term of service of the National Guard and of the selectees is not extended," he warned, "under existing limitations of the law, almost two-thirds of our enlisted men and three-fourths of our officer personnel will have to be released after completing 12 months of service." He mounted a strong finish, citing the disaster of an expired draft on a vital garrison. "The great naval base of Pearl Harbor." Debate over the initial draft law the year before had been stormy. Upstate New York Republican Congressman James Wadsworth introduced the legislation on June 20, 1940, 2 days before France gave up the fight against Nazi Germany. His championing of military service had a long pedigree. His great-grandfather, William Wadsworth, had been a brigadier general in the War of 1812. His grandfather, also James and a Civil War general, was killed in the Battle of the Wilderness. Wadsworth himself had served in the Spanish-American War. Wadsworth's measure, H.R. 10132, bore the ringing title, "A Bill to Protect the Integrity and Institutions of the United States Through a System of Selective, Compulsory Military Training and Service." The bill eventually called for a single year of Army service for men aged 21 through 36. It sought to strengthen readiness while keeping America out of the war raging in Europe by barring draftees from serving outside the United States, except in America's overseas possessions. In the America of 1940, public interest in a far-off conflict remained low. Moviegoers were flocking to the season's hits, Walt Disney's Fantasia, W.C. Fields and Mae West in My Little Chickadee, and Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant in The Philadelphia Story. Young Americans danced to the beat of Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, and Benny Goodman, and girls swooned to a new rage, Frank Sinatra, crooning, "I'll Never Smile Again." Sports fans flocked to watch their heroes of the diamond, the gridiron, the tennis court, and the ring, Joe DiMaggio, Sammy Baugh, Don Budge, and Joe Louis. Initially, public opinion over the draft split down the middle, according to a Gallup poll taken less than a month before the bill's introduction. But as Europe's dominoes began to fall before the Nazi onslaught, Denmark, Norway, Holland, Belgium, and most shockingly, the swift collapse of France, American public opinion began to shift. By August, some 6 weeks after H.R. 10132's introduction, the latest Gallup poll showed 71% of Americans favoring a peacetime draft. Still, opponents were vigorous and organized. Senator Claude Pepper of Florida spoke in favor of the bill and found himself hanged in effigy outside the Capitol by the Congress of American Mothers. Pauline Revere, in colonial garb, rode a white horse up the Capitol steps and carried a sign that read, "Mobilize for Peace and Defeat Conscription." The isolationist America First Committee boasted among its members former President Theodore Roosevelt's outspoken daughter, Alice Longworth, aviation hero Charles Lindbergh, and Hollywood star Lillian Gish. America Firsters argued that should beleaguered Britain fall, the wisest course for America was to find an accommodation with Germany, rather than embroil the country in another European war. Tempers frayed as the debate in Congress dragged on. Martin Sweeney, an isolationist Ohio Democrat, denounced the bill as a Roosevelt ruse to drag America into the conflict. Mr. Beverly Vincent, a representative from Kentucky, called Sweeney a traitor and a son of a bitch. Sweeney took a swing at Vincent, who counterpunched with a hard right to Sweeney's head. The House doorkeeper described the fracas as the best fistfight he had witnessed in his 50 years in his post. On September 14th, after being amended 33 times, the draft bill carried handily by 47 to 25 votes in the Senate and by 232 to 124 in the House. 2 days later, the president signed the first peacetime draft.